plant shorter season varieties to ensure a harvest before fall. We're growing food and happier families. Next on Western Life Radio.
Faster Utah is proactive about school safety. For more information, fasterutah.org.
Summer has officially begun, and Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need for your next outdoor adventure. From hiking to camping to shooting, ready for some fishing? Sportsman's Warehouse has all the rods, reels, baits, and nets you need for success. And hunting season will be here before you know it, so bring in your bows for free tune-ups. The best part of all is that at Sportsman's Warehouse, you'll find knowledgeable people who are passionate about what they do, and they will get you just what you need. Sportsman's Warehouse. Take it outside. Celebrate a great harvest this season with shorter season varieties. Alex Grover with Utah's Best Gardening meets us in the backyard.
A lot of the squashes that are popular do vary between 90 and 120 days. Corn, generally it's not 120 days unless you're trying to pick a ripe, dried corn. But even so, I think if you go ahead and plant like right after we get done with the radio broadcast here, you're actually going to be okay on even some of those longer season ones. The trend has been that we've had summers extend longer lately. I get the feeling that that is going to continue this year. On the other hand, if you have a 90-day maturity anything, we're going to be much more likely to make it through productive and not get a loss. Now, I say that this year, I think tomorrow I'll be able to finally get out and do my corn. And I'm going to be putting in a grain-type corn for the first time, an Indian corn, in fact. And that's going to be a longer maturity date because it's got to dry and it's got to get fully mature. But I think even at 120 days, I think with the corn I'm going to be safe. Pumpkins and squash are a little bit more risky on that. But I think if you get out and get them done, I think we're going to be good on those. But if you haven't bought your seed yet, it's not a bad idea to go for the shorter season stuff just because it's going in later. Gardening is a great way to raise kids because they really get to see what it's like. Growing stuff is just a better way to do things. And I think people are happier, again, kids when they're out there and they get to help.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.